delivers. 3-0 Red Sox.
A Devers home run puts it beyond the Yankees, just like Bobby called it.
Charged by Arroyo, bare hands and throws him out. And the Red Sox win 3-0. An uplifting performance.
I'm way more emotional than I thought I'd be. I feel like I had an instinct about baseball that over the last few days has been rewarded more than I'd imagined. I've come to think of Fenway Park as a space of gentle time travel. People here come to reimagine or re-access a version of themselves, past, present, or future. Whether it's a young Rich Hill bending his head around a pole in the grandstands, section 30 and 31, dreaming of one day pitching, or now on the mound looking back at the same stand that looks identical to this day. Or Tom Verducci describing the game as a family heirloom that underlines a vaguely traced sense of connection. Or Dave O'Brien still being able to see himself as a kid, looking up into the commentary box he now occupies, asking his dad where the light is coming from. Or Gabrielle Starr telling me of inherited generational baseball trauma that comes with being a Red Sox fan, keeping her word on staying until the end no matter what. All of this is tangible more than ever when the Yankees come to town. You almost don't need it explained for you to know it. And yet in this space of occasional heaviness and hurt, strangers hopefully eyeball each other across the stands and play rock, paper, scissors and a lovely, inconsequential drift, not unlike the one that accompanies cricket, sits alongside it. Loneliness jars up alongside community. The past appears alongside the present. Purpose sits right next to insignificance. And for a second, everyone is exactly where they need to be. At the ball game, watching the Red Sox host the Yankees.